MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, June 3, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. Along with Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore. Sunny today, temperatures in the mid-70s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 9.05 a.m. and 9.26 p.m. Paul Layton is writing in today's Salem News that none of the 385 patients who have been tested after an infection warning at Salem Hospital have tested positive for HIV or an active hepatitis B or hepatitis C infection, according to a new court filing. Salem Hospital revealed the information as part of its defense in a lawsuit accusing the hospital of negligence after acknowledging that 442 patients may have been exposed to infection during endoscopy procedures over a nearly two-year period. Layton continues that the hospital said in the court filing that as of March, none of the 385 tested patients tested positive. Christian Wade, the Statehouse reporter, is writing that the Healey administration is chasing after federal funding to expand the state's energy efficiency programs as part of the state's broader efforts to blunt the effect of climate change. The State Department of Energy Resources has applied to the U.S. Department of Energy for up to $146 million in home energy rebates and incentives from the Inflation Reduction Act, a 2022 federal law signed by President Biden. Governor Maura Healey said the federal funding will help Massachusetts expand our nation-leading energy efficiency programs and further support housing affordability and our fight against climate change. Christian Wade is also reporting Massachusetts could become the latest state to adopt a blue alert system to help track down dangerous suspects who kill or injure police officers. A bipartisan proposal sponsored by State Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr and recently approved by the legislature's Committee on Public Safety and Homeland Security would require the State Executive Office of Public Safety and Security to implement a statewide blue alert system that notifies the public when a cop killer is being sought by authorities. Salem News reporter Caroline Enos is reporting that car dealerships will now be fined $1,000 if a car carrier offloads vehicles in the travel or breakdown lanes on Peabody roadways. The move is an update to an ordinance passed last year that fines the drivers of the carriers $1,000 for such violations. The rule still stands under the City Council's May 23 vote to also hold the dealerships and their owners liable for illegal offloading that has caused safety concerns on Route 114 and Route 1. And graduation season is underway on the North Shore with high school graduation ceremonies at Manchester, Essex, Pentucket, Triton, Newburyport, and Beverly over the weekend. Bill Newell on sports next.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are two or three and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at exobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the Exobath banner at the top of our website.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox wrapped up a series with the Tigers yesterday, losing 8-4. The Sox are off tonight. They'll host the Braves tomorrow night. The Celtics open play in the NBA Championship Series on Thursday when they play host to Dallas. The Endicott baseball team fell yesterday in the College World Series to Misericordia, 12-4, ending their incredible season here in 2024 with 47 wins and just 4 losses. In high school softball, pitcher Abby Betancourt led Peabody on the mound with a 6-0 one-hit shutout over Westford Academy. In other softball notes, Marblehead topped Mansfield 4-1 in the tournament. Essex Tech stunned Newburyport 3-0 over the weekend. In boys lacrosse, Masconomet beat Beverly 15-3. St. John's Prep beat Chelmsford by the same 15-3 score, while Bridgewater Raynham eliminated Marblehead 11-10 in overtime. In high school baseball, Salem and Masconomet advanced, while Peabody, Marblehead, and Swampscott were eliminated over the weekend. The St. John's Prep baseball team opens play today in the D1 tournament at home against Needham at 4. There is also plenty of boys and girls tournament tennis on the schedule for today. That's sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Monday. This is North Shore Today.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.